Changes. Buckwheat.
Yep.
Changes.
I want to say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley this morning. Hopefully they're all enjoying life and having a good day and have a better weekend. And, man, it's such a nice weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy it while we got it.
Yeah, that's the truth. Enjoy it. I'm going to try to go home and just do a little something around there. And then,
you cut your grass?
My grass is already cut.
Who cut it?
Mr. Charles.
Oh, you didn't cut.
Well, I don't have a riding lawnmower anymore.
Well, I thought you liked to push.
I did, but then what happened is that the sciatica said,
no.
Hey.
Stop it.
So yeah. Sciatica said, if you want to try it, go right
it's
ahead.
On you. Also want to say good morning to KD, Kevin this morning, and to Joy, and to Christopher. And also to Leon this morning. Hopefully all you guys are having a good day. We have a good weekend. And also holler at Don and Charles and Dustin,
yeah,
them guys.
Yeah.
You know, and all good things. Hopefully everybody doing well.
Yeah.
What happened? What's the hunt? Was it this weekend?
It was supposed to be this weekend.
It's this weekend, though, so they're probably at the hunt.
They probably at the hunt right
chief.
Now.
The chief.
With the chief and
what?
You know, I bought a little bench.
Uh-huh.
And I started to go bring it to him.
Boy.
Just to suggest he can fold it when he gets through. He can have a string on it. And when he gets inside, he step on the bench and gets inside. And then he can always pull it to him and then drop
it. Get inside
it
of what?
In his truck.
Oh, so he can get in his truck better.
Yeah, he drive one of them little Chevrolet truck, but it's low.
Oh, okay.
But he still needs some help to get
pull
up.
Pull up. You know the best thing they make on those vehicles is those extra handles that you can use to pull yourself up. Man, I'm so glad they got it to where no matter how much weight you put on it, it stays.
Because,
man, you know, you watch people be pulling up on that, man. Look, at all their weight, and it's kind of like, oh, I hope this.
The car kind of bend over to the side.
Yeah, you know they ain't thought about that. You could push a button in the car with, you know, like a horse. I didn't make them kind of stretch out.
But you have
so
a bus.
You get on.
But
if you had a button that would make the vehicle just lean, so they could get on.
But
that's gonna be an idea. Why somebody?
But you think it would fit the chief?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it would do for the chief.
I don't. Yeah. I don't know.
I
either.
Don't know what it would.
I don't know because the chief is
right.
He has them little legs are short, you know.
Well, then, hey. never mind. Yeah. Okay, good deal. All right, Michael Frank.
Yeah, Michael Frank, good morning, and I'm going to play it for you. Why You Want to Make Me Cry. He's got somebody making him cry.
Yeah, and look, he called here sniffing. Why? I have no idea. You think you... Y'all could pass it. Yeah, we're going to play for you. Thank you. You know how people talk when they're crying and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but...
I told him that this morning when he called. Yeah. I said, Michael...
And he was crying when he called you?
He's still crying. I said,
please
Michael...
Please play that.
I said, Michael, please. I said, why would you want me to play that? You're crying. It's just going to make you cry more.
Well, yeah.
He said...
You should have played that other song for him, too.
What?
Promise Me One Thing.
Yeah.
You know, to tell that to that woman.
Okay.
You know, yeah, she kind of,
right.
Well, ain't going to talk about
all
it.
All right, here we go at 10 after 11. Here
okay,
we go.
Let's roll on.
Why you wanna make me cry tonight?
Gino and 14 past. Final segment of Zydeco Sunfire Soleil. JB, your host and MC.
You know that Lieutenant Linton DeCloyd passed away, I think, last night. Just to let you know, no arrangements that I know of as of yet. But the tentative date is October 8th or 9th, for Linton DeCloyd, who was we worked together on the police department in Lake Charles, and he was always Mr. Professional with him. And Herb Olivier was kind of our mentors that we'd look at. And, I mean, they would treat us with so much respect and help us, you know, in the things that we needed to do and say and what we can do and what we cannot do as police officers. And they were very instrumental in in making sure that we were doing the right thing. So we're going to, Linton had not seen him in quite a long time, but he was a real great guy to us. Linton DeCloyd, who passed away from Lake Charles.
Okay.
Right, what we got now?
We got something about by Gino again.
Gino.
The title of this one is called Someone Told Me It Was Over.
Whoa. The one who caused the it's over told him it's over.
But he never realized that it was over until she waved goodbye.
Well, ain't that something?
Good gracious. You know, that got to be.
Down club.
Got to be.
Bye.
It did. And Michael Frank, bye.
Bye. That's why Michael Frank was crying this morning. She told, she left right after she ate that big breakfast he's always right. cooking. Left with a full stomach.
And it's a beautiful selection, I tell you.
I want to say good morning to Doug and Virginia this morning up in Biloxi, Mississippi. Hopefully y'all having a great Saturday morning because it's definitely a beautiful Saturday morning. If you're inside, turn it up and just go outside and get your chair and just chill out and listen to some good music. Leon, Curtis, y'all everybody, I hope you guys are all good this morning. Curtis and Beverly up in Lake Charles, good morning to you guys.
You know, my heart is in your hands.
Good morning, Herb Wiltz, and I'm sending this out to Herb Wiltz, but never Herb Wiltz called me during the week, and
Herb called you.
Yeah, he called, and what happened is that there's a barbecue pork steak dinner that's going to be taking place on Saturday, October the 16th, as a fundraiser over at the Knights Hall on Surrey Street, at 1019 Surrey Street, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's Saturday, October the 16th. And there's pork steak, rice dressing, yam patty, brownies.
Right. Mm. All of that on one plate?
On one plate.
Meshe.
And if you care to call him, call him for a reservation if you want to.
Oh, you got to make a reservation?
No, you just.
To see him?
No.
What's the reservation for?
It's to put your order in.
Oh, put your order in.
Order in. Call this number, 337-322-7474. Now.
Do they deliver?
No. Poulet français. Creole.
Oh, yeah. Poulet français.
C'est trois, sept, quatre.
That's her number?
That's le numéro.
But that's the number to call.
That's the number to call. So, and also, they may have a half a chicken, too, not all together.
Oh, I was just wondering.
It's separate. And it's two different. It's two different meats, if you want. A half a chicken or barbecue pork steak. And that's all right. Taking place on October the 16th on a Saturday. So you'll have plenty of time to be able to call at 27 Pass.
Yep. I think St. Anthony has a barbecue dinner sale tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. 26.
But that's a season for it now.
Yeah. Anyway. It's time. That way, if you don't feel like cooking, go get you one and help somebody.
Oh, yeah.
We want to wish a happy birthday to Veronica this morning. Veronica, hopefully you're having a great birthday. And I know Leon is going to give you all the fine food that you want. And I'm sure he's going to shower you with gifts. And you're just going to have a wonderful birthday.
He told you what kind of gift?
No, he said it would take a while for him to pay for it. So I guess it was pretty. It wasn't a cash payment for the gift. You got some notes.
had to pay on time.
Yes. I pay on time. You got to pay on time for that.
Oh, you letting the cat out of the bag.
No, I'm sorry. I take all of that back. Just forget what I said, Veronica. He didn't tell me that.
No.
Happy birthday to you,
Veronica. We're just making that up now.
Yeah, just have a happy birthday, Veronica.
But he got a gift. He got a big gift for you.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Okay. Let's play something by Mike Broussard. Mike Broussard says he wants to say something about the Lewisburg Two-Step.
Lewisburg Two-Step.
All right. Let's go do that.
Geneva Lemon called in this morning. She just wanted to say hello to her husband, Mark, and to Frank Briscoe this morning. She was just thinking of her husband, you know. He's at work, and she miss him. And,
well, that's what she said?
Yeah. She say she miss him so much, sometimes she just feel like crying.
Come on now.
She just feel like crying.
Hey, I'm not going to get involved in that. And it's quite fitting because here Leon Chavis is saying the heat is on.
Yeah, the heat is on now.
Yeah,
you know. So she just missed her husband.
And
you know,
and he's sending this out to you, Geneva.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
By Nathan William, you are his Zydeco girl.
Go ahead, Zydeco girl. You know who you are. Go
That's
ahead.
That's right.
Yeah, yes, he. Sam, hopefully everything is going well for you, buddy, whatever you may be doing today. Roderick, have a good day. You and Jay, AD in the back. Guys, I hope you guys are all doing well and having a good time. Ronnie, what you working on?
I've got me a psycho girl. She make me feel good when I feel bad. She make me happy when I'm sad. When things are down, she lifts me up. When it comes to her love, it's never enough. If I get lost, she helps me find my way. She comes home smiling every day. Got me a psycho girl. I've got me a psycho girl.
Keith Frank said.
Oh, Keith Frank said you don't know what you
sometimes,
don't know.
Sometimes you really don't
you
know.
You just don't know.
No, no.
Margaret, you having a good time in Tennessee, I hope.
And Sydney Angel, I know you're celebrating your 13th birthday.
13?
Today.
Go ahead. 13.
And I can see you dancing to this selection. I'm going to play it and let you.
She's 13. Listen. Rolling on.
Grab your mother and she'll dance with you.
I really don't care. Because all I know is that I love you so.
This song goes back to a story I remember from childhood. I remember there was a particular old man that was always at the Zydeco every weekend. He was always at every show. On all the Zydecos, he would always be there, him and a particular lady. And they would dance and wouldn't miss a number. But on Sunday morning, I'd see that same old man. He was always in church every Sunday morning. But every Sunday morning, he was with a different lady. So finally, somebody got up the nerve to ask him what the deal was and why he was always with a different lady on Saturday, one on Sunday. And this is what he said.
Trying to love two people, a little more than a heart can stand. They said trying to love two people, a little more than a man can stand. If it's all the same to you, I'm gonna try it the best I can. I get good loving in the morning, I get good loving late at night. I get good loving in the morning, I get good loving late at night. I know you might think it's wrong, but to me it feels much alright. That's right.
Oh yeah.
miss him. 'Cause on the shooting stands he wouldn't buzz. He said, now I gotta find a lawyer and go stand in front that judge. This is what the judge said. I understand you say you love these women and you like to have a ball. The judge said, but please understand me, you better make a choice before my gavel falls. And the man said, he said, right then I have to make a decision. He said, judge, I love them all. I love them all, judge. He said, I love them all. I love them all. I love them all. One and all. I love them all. I love them all. Judge said, I love them all.
Special request coming out. No Good Woman by the late, great Bojack at 49 Pass. I'm trying the special request for this gentleman that he wanted to hear, No Good Woman. But we apparently have a problem with the CD, and we'll try it. We'll try it. It's No Good Woman.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah, you're going to try it?
No, yeah, you just sing it. Sing it. You don't have to play it. Sing it.
No Good Woman. You know you're no good. But you know what? I still keep you around.
Oh.
Because okay. You were...
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Bojack. Thank you for playing, Bojack. Oh, I don't know. Bojack don't want to play today.
No, no. Bojack doesn't want to play. But I'm going to say Leroy Boogie or something. Let's see if I can go to Leroy Boogie on this one right quickly.
Do you know a young lady by the name of Kelly?
Kelly?
From Houston?
Kelly. I don't know. She called and asked you.
She's your great niece.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now you remember.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, Kelly.
Yeah. It's her birthday.
It's Kelly's birthday today?
It's your birthday.
Kelly.
Uh-huh. Now you know.
Happy birthday to you, Kelly.
Kelly sent a text saying she wanted you to wish her a happy birthday. She also sent her address for you to send that check.
Kelly. It's Kelly.
Oh.
Send it to me.
And he gonna send that check to you, Kelly. She say either a check or credit card, whichever one you want to do. Which one you'd rather send?
I send her a check.
Why not the credit card?
Well, because you see, the check I can put a rubber band on.
Okay, and you can put a rubber band on a credit card.
It's too much trouble.
Happy birthday,
Leave
Kelly.
Leave me out.
I want to holler right now. I want to say good morning to Claude St. Julien. You know Claude St. Julien?
Claude St. Julien, yes.
Claude St. Julien, yeah.
Claude, good morning to you, Claude. It was nice visiting with you the other day.
Oh, okay. Do you know his son, Mike, from Florida?
No, I don't.
Do you know his...
That's related to my wife, right?
What you trying to say? Do you know nephew Don from the East Coast? John, you don't know very many people. Those are all Claude's people, man. But anyway, that's the St. Julien side, huh?
Yeah, the St. Julien side.
Okay. That's a good
thing. I don't mess with them.
You don't mess with them?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I wonder what you're going to be eating tonight. Yeah. I'm wondering where you're going to stay when you get home.
Oh, no. I ain't worried about that.
You got a? Do you have a football helmet? Might want to check that out, too.
I'll be all right.
All right. I believe you
will. Yeah, I'll be all right. You know, that's how things.
But anyway, we want to say good morning to Claude St. Julien, his son Mike from Florida, and his nephew Don from the East Coast. First time listeners.
How about that?
We're picking up listeners.
Right
which
about
is a great
now,
thing.
I want to send this song out to Zydeco's first drummer.
But you know, that's
the
what
the very
we,
first
we
drummer,
do.
Which
we
was
are,
my grandfather, Buchanan Ledet. He was back there with Clifton Chenier and Rockin' Doopsy and Ferns Arsenault all the way back then, back
what,
in the day, y'all. So I want to send this out to my grandfather, Buchanan Ledet, from Parks, Louisiana.
Hey, Buse,
I said, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
We've got 6 minutes left in Melbourne.
We thank you guys for listening to us this Saturday morning. We'll be back again next Saturday to do it all over again and have some more fun. Have a good weekend. Great weekend. I mean, it's a beautiful weather, so everything should go good. Remember, if you get mad, go home. If you get mad at home, stay home. Let your wife, never mind. But anyway, be careful. Have a great time.
Just have a good time.
Have a
just
good
enjoy
time.
Enjoy your life.
And we just want to wish Elray and Bernice another happy anniversary. 50 years, that is a great accomplishment to be married for 50 years and to still be able to talk and communicate and still have a good time and enjoy your children and your grandchildren. It's a beautiful time, beautiful day. Congratulations to you again.
You gotta have them.
Yep.
Yeah. And just go out and make sure that you protect yourself while you are going about here and there. But remember that people want to get well and get back to normal.
Sure.
And we respect other people's wishes. However, we have a pandemic that is taking place right now. That we need to try to come together. And not listening to all of those people out there who already had that shot, I want to tell you it's not good.
Yep. Andrew Beaumaté, Andrew and Alfred, hopefully continue getting well. And also Val up in Vegas this morning. And all of you who are listening this Saturday morning, Herb, if I didn't call you guys' name, it's not because we wanted to miss your name. We just chalk it up to a little bit of the brain. All right, have a great Saturday. See you guys next Saturday. We'll do it all over again.
Feast your ears on Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms with Steve Craig later today, right after Born on the Bayou on KRVS 88.7 and KRVS.org.
This week on Radiolab.
It's the sound of the waterfall.
You will have pains.
Throbbing headache.
Almost unbearable pains.
That sort of drumming, thrumming, dangerous.
You can't breathe.
You're on the brink of something.
The crazy lengths that people go to get ideas.
You have 10 days to write this book. If it is not done then, you commit suicide.
That's this week on Radiolab.
Wednesday nights at 9 on KRVS.
KRVS is located on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more at krvs.org. Follow us on Facebook, KRVS Public Media.
Funkify your life with me, Dan Phillips, Thursday afternoon at 1 and Friday night at 9, right here on listener-supported KRVS.
Join KRVS on October 6th at 7:30 p.m. for Cypress Lake Studios Live, a monthly streaming concert series presented by the Dr. Tommy Como Endowed Chair in Traditional Music at the University of Louisiana, Lafayette. Each concert is recorded live at KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios and streamed to the world. This concert will feature Blake Miller and the Old Fashioned Aces, the Marty Christian Blues Trio, and Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys. Register for free on our website, krvs.org.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Hey, the Zodiac.